Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A new consumer sentiment survey suggests that 9 out of 10 people in the country are saying that higher energy costs are going to lead them to cut back in other areas of household spending. Now, the bigger issue is that 1 in 3 consumers expect to cut energy use a lot. 1 in 5 say they would, but they literally cannot cut back any further. Austin Hughes, economist, is with us. Austin, presumably there isn't a lot of wiggle room for people to cut back on energy because it isn't the kind of disposable spend that you have fun with.
The reality is, if you live, you know, 50 kilometers from where you work, you can't decide, well, I'm only going to drive 40 kilometers tomorrow. You know, an awful lot of the energy we use is essential, and we'd have very little say over whether we use it or not. Now, there is some discretionary, you know, what you'll find is carpooling, not going, you know, to the shops maybe as often, all these sort of elements. So there is a tiny bit of wriggle room, and circumstances vary hugely. I think that's one of the important things. Quite often when economists talk about the economy, there's the suspicion that all consumers are in exactly the same circumstances. And I think that's a huge aspect of the sentiment survey, that it says people are in very different circumstances. As you mentioned there, we found that 32% said they'd cut energy use a lot. Now, quite often those were people who were struggling to make ends meet at the moment. So in that respect, there are people who say, no matter whether we can or can't cut back energy, we just will have to. But of the 1 in 5 that say they can't cut back, you know, that's probably people who just have to get to work, who will, come winter, have to heat the home. And in that respect, because energy is a necessity, there just isn't wriggle room for those households. It does vary across circumstances, and that's a major element in terms of trying to find the right policy measures to address the current crisis.
On that topic, we're going to be talking a little bit later to Social Justice Ireland, who have a suite of recommendations to target exactly those who are most hard hit. One of the interesting things then, Austin, about the survey is what it says about total consumer sentiment. Unsurprisingly, that is down, but there's still optimism there.
Optimism is probably stretching it, right? As an economist, I have to say it's pessimistic anyway. But, you know, consumer confidence weakened again in April. It's now at its lowest level since December 2022, when we were just coming out of COVID impact. So that's not surprising at all. But perhaps surprisingly, the fall in April was much smaller than we saw in March in Ireland, and it was far less dramatic than falls that we saw this month in the US, the UK, or the euro area. In the US, consumer sentiment has hit a 50-year low because the price of gasoline has risen much faster than the price of petrol here. In the EU, the Commission talk about a continued free fall, and in the UK, about a sharp deterioration. So consumers right around the globe are suffering because of higher energy costs. In Ireland, the rise in petrol prices in April was a little bit less than we saw in most other areas. And as a result, consumer sentiment is down. But there's no sense that, you know, consumers are entirely out. It's signaling that things are very tough for most consumers in Ireland at the moment. But consumers here aren't uniquely challenged, nor are they entirely fatalistic about their circumstances. And in that regard, the various government measures, the strength of the economy probably helped. So it's telling us, as you might expect, that consumers are struggling because of higher energy costs, but it's not suggesting that the economy has entirely collapsed or that consumer spending will entirely collapse. It will be tough this year. There will be cutbacks in consumer spending. Most people will be affected, but people will be affected to different degrees. And by the way, I'm not sort of anticipating what Social Justice Ireland will say, but a critical element of the survey said it's very difficult to actually identify the guy who is going to be hardest hit. Two neighbors may be in exactly the same, you know, the same road, but one may have to travel 50 kilometers to work. The other may work down the road. Their houses may have entirely different energy ratings. So let's be very careful about not excluding people who will suffer for the sense that they fall into this demographic where you think, oh, they're all right.
Well, I'll tell you
consumers
what, Austin,
are struggling.
That teases us up nicely for some of the discussion we can have with Social Justice Ireland. Thank you very much, Austin. Austin Hughes, economist there, 53106, if you'd like to text the show, or 087 1400106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.